DeepEnglish.com.
Daniel Tammet was born in London. Where was Daniel Tammet born? Daniel Tammet was born in London. His mother spoke English and he grew up in an English-speaking environment. Who spoke English? His mother spoke English. What did he grow up in? He grew up in an English-speaking environment, yet to his ears, the English language was an alien language. To his ears, was the English language a familiar language? No, to his ears, the English language was not a familiar language. To his ears, the English language was an alien language. Words and sentences were a puzzle the young boy could not figure out. What was a puzzle? Words and sentences were a puzzle. Could the young boy figure them out? No, the young boy could not figure them out. Daniel was an autistic savant. Who was an autistic savant? Daniel was an autistic savant. He was a self-confessed misfit in a world of words. Was he a self-confessed misfit? Yes, he was a self-confessed misfit. What was he in? He was in a world of words. He was also a mathematical genius. What was he? He was a mathematical genius. Daniel felt, thought, and dreamed in a private language of numbers. Did Daniel feel, think, and dream in a public language of letters? No, Daniel did not feel, think, and dream in a public language of letters. Daniel felt, thought, and dreamed in a private language of numbers. Daniel remembers receiving a book on counting when he was 4. What did Daniel receive? Daniel received a book on counting. How old was he? He was 4. Where others saw numbers, he saw images. Did he see numbers where others saw numbers? No, he did not see numbers where others saw numbers. Where others saw numbers, he saw images. To Daniel's mind, each number had a shape, a color, and a texture of its own. To Daniel's mind, what did each number have? To Daniel's mind, each number had a shape, a color, and a texture of its own. Neurologists call this condition synesthesia. What do neurologists call this condition? Neurologists call this condition synesthesia. For example, 89 meant snow to Daniel, and the number 6 meant sadness. What did 89 mean to Daniel? 89 meant snow to Daniel. Did the number 6 mean happiness? No, the number 6 did not mean happiness. The number 6 meant sadness. Daniel explained, "When I multiply numbers together, I see 2 shapes." When does Daniel see 2 shapes? When he multiplies numbers together, Daniel sees 2 shapes. The image starts to change and evolve, and a 3rd shape emerges. What does the image start to do? The image starts to change and evolve. What emerges? A 3rd shape emerges. Daniel's language was unique, but he had no way of sharing it. Was Daniel's language common? No, Daniel's language was not common. Daniel's language was unique. Did he have a way of sharing it? No, he had no way of sharing it. The young boy felt isolated from the other children at school. Who did the young boy feel isolated from? The young boy felt isolated from the other children at school. He felt intimidated by their strange language. Did he feel comfortable? No, he did not feel comfortable. He felt intimidated. What did he feel intimidated by? He felt intimidated by their strange language. Daniel didn't know how to connect with other children. What didn't Daniel know? Daniel didn't know how to connect with other children. He said, "We spoke differently, thought differently." What did they do differently? They spoke differently, thought differently. The other children hadn't the faintest idea. How could they? Did the other children understand? No, the other children hadn't the faintest idea. I didn't dare approach them and attempt to strike up a conversation. Did he approach them? No, he didn't dare approach them. What didn't he strike up? He didn't strike up a conversation. Besides, I did not know what a conversation sounded like. Did he know what a conversation sounded like? No, he didn't know what a conversation sounded like. While the other children played football, Daniel would stand and count the leaves on trees. What did the other children play? The other children played football. What would Daniel count? Daniel would count the leaves on trees. Friendless and frustrated, Daniel hatched a plan. What did Daniel hatch? Daniel hatched a plan. He would master the English language through his talent for numbers. What would he master? He would master the English language. Would he do this through his talent for words? No, he would not do this through his talent for words. He would do this through his talent for numbers. He began reading nonstop. What did he begin doing nonstop? He began reading nonstop. Daniel made lists of words according to their shape, texture, and number. What did Daniel make lists of? Daniel made lists of words. Did he make the lists alphabetically? No, he did not make the list alphabetically. He made the lists according to their shape, texture, and number. Some words, such as gobble, cupboard, and cabbage, were round, like the number 3. What words were round? Words such as gobble, cupboard, and cabbage were round. What number were they like? They were like the number 3. Other words, such as jacket, wife, and quick, were pointy, like the number 4. Were words such as jacket, wife, and quick round? No, words such as jacket, wife, and quick were not round. Words such as jacket, wife, and quick were pointy. What were they pointy like? They were pointy like the number 4. And words such as kingdom, shoemaker, and surrounded were shimmering to Daniel. Were some words shimmering to Daniel? Yes, some words were shimmering to Daniel. Daniel eventually mastered the English language. What did Daniel eventually master? Daniel eventually mastered the English language. By the time he left school, he was fluent in French and German as well. What else was he fluent in? He was fluent in French and German. When did he become fluent? By the time he left school, he became fluent. He has since written a best-selling book about his trials and tribulations. Has he since written a best-selling book? Yes, he has since written a best-selling book. What was the book about? The book was about his trials and tribulations. Daniel is now creating his own language. What is Daniel now creating? Daniel is now creating his own language. It's called Monty. What's it called? It's called Monty. Its influences are the vowel and image-rich languages of Northern Europe. Is it influenced by vowel and word-rich languages? No, it is not influenced by vowel and word-rich languages. It is influenced by vowel and image-rich languages. Where are these languages from? These languages are from Northern Europe. From struggling to learn languages, Daniel can now learn new languages in record time. What can Daniel now learn in record time? Daniel can now learn new languages in record time. He used his mastery of numbers to master languages. What did he use his mastery of numbers for? He used his mastery of numbers to master languages. He is now fluent in over 10 different languages. How many languages is he now fluent in? He is now fluent in over 10 different languages, yet he still loves numbers. What does he still love? He still loves numbers. It sounds silly, but numbers are my friends, he said. Are numbers his enemies? No, numbers are not his enemies. Numbers are his friends. Numbers help Daniel make sense of the world. Did words help Daniel make sense of the world? No, words did not help Daniel make sense of the world. Numbers helped Daniel make sense of the world. But it was language which gave him the tools to share those beautiful insights. What gave him the tools to share those beautiful insights? Language gave him the tools to share those beautiful insights.